With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The growing anxiety among some residents on the recent drone mystery is not lost on the Biden administration, which has faced criticism from President-elect Trump for not dealing with the matter more aggressively. Senator Tom Cotton is furious with the Biden administration.
It's almost comical, some of the stories we hear. For instance, base commanders sending pilots out onto the flight line with flashlights to try to illuminate them, as opposed to, again, having clear lines of authority so commanders on the ground can protect airspace over our military bases.
The Arkansas Republican made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, the New York architect accused in a string of deaths known as the Gilgo Beach killings has been charged in the death of a seventh woman. Rex Huerman was charged with killing Valerie Mack, whose remains were first found on Long Island back in 2000. After months of deadlock, there are new signs that Israel and Hamas could be moving closer to a Gaza ceasefire and a hostage release deal.
There have been these reports that both Israel and Hamas were showing more willingness to make compromises needed to bridge the gaps between the two sides. We've had a lot of diplomatic and security officials coming and going in the past few days as well. And we've had these comments from a senior Palestinian official who has told the BBC that this is really a three-phase plan that is being looked at. All sides really stressing that there is lots more detail to be sorted out here, but this is more positive than it has been for the past couple of months.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell. Ahead of Wednesday's Fed meeting, Wall Street is in the red, the Dow dropping 238 points, the NASDAQ off 45. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse makes a big investment in Sudan.
The giant Christian relief agency is setting up a field hospital in the African nation that is being ravaged by a civil war that broke out 18 months ago. Samaritan's Purse CEO Franklin Graham says, quote, "So many people are suffering in this country. Millions have had to flee their homes, and reports state that 25 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance. This field hospital is a way we can begin to help with the overwhelming medical needs in at least one area." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many U.S. houses of worship have closed their doors in recent years. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing. Arlington Presbyterian Church in Arlington, Virginia has done that. In 2016, the church sold its historic stone building to the Arlington Partnership for Affordable Housing to construct a six-story complex with 173 apartments. This is SRN News. A bomb has killed a top Russian military official.
Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces. Russia's investigative committee says an explosive device planted close to a residential apartment block in Moscow killed Kirillov and his assistant early Tuesday. Russian state news agency TASS cites unnamed sources saying the bomb was triggered remotely. Just yesterday, Ukraine security services charged Kirillov with the use of banned chemical weapons during Russia's military operation in Ukraine. I'm Donna Warder.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has approved a bill that would set the stage for Moscow to remove the designation of the Taliban in Afghanistan as a terrorist group. The Taliban was put on Russia's list of terrorist organizations in 2003, and any contact was punishable under law. More details at SRNnews.com.